You're listening to AFL Nation. For Beaumont Tiles, bathroom packages, choose Beaumont's. And Hard Yakka, for a new breed of legends.
You're listening to Sunday Crunch Time, brought to you by the powerful 3-litre turbo diesel Isuzu D-Max. No matter the adventure, the Isuzu D-Max is born to live. Winners yesterday, just to refresh your memory, North in the comeback over the Hawks to get their first win of the season. Richmond in a brilliant comeback against the Giants at Marvel Stadium. Nathan Broad is standing by. The Dogs did it nicely over the Power. The Lions by 73 points in the Q clash over the Suns, and the Swans by 30 points over the Pies. Nathan Broad played a pivotal role yesterday, was really important in their defensive matchups, and Tigers, 28 points down halfway through the third quarter, found a way to get a much-needed win to go 5-4 on the year. You don't normally see Liam Pickering, the Tigers, celebrating a regular season game the way in which they did yesterday, but you could tell what it meant after the week that they'd had, and Nathan Broad's been good enough to jump on the line. Nathan, it really looked like it meant something.
Hey, boys, how you going? Yeah, it did. It was an important win for us. We're a few troops down at the moment, and we just need to hang tough. So, it was an important win for us.
We've Pickers is just having a little sabbatical.
Sorry,
there you
Nathan,
go. You're back,
I'll just,
Pickers.
I'll
take it away.
I'll just cut out. No, it was a fantastic win. There were times there you're looking down the barrel a bit too, Nathan, but you hung in there. And, well, I hate to say it, but Dusty was reasonably important again.
Yeah, we've got a knack of giving teams a bit of a head start and then finishing strong, which ideally we'd like to get off to a good start, but we always know we finish well, and they're back to the normal size quarters, I think, which plays in our hands. But yeah, Dustin was back to his best last night, hitting the scoreboard, and I thought he was outstanding through the midfield as well.
And you'd be thrilled with the younger fellas that came into the team. They all offered a little bit of something for you.
Yeah, it's good. You never want to have injuries. You like to have your full side out there, but with injuries comes opportunity, and these young blokes have been starved of opportunity for a while now, and last year they didn't really get to showcase with no VFL. So it's exciting to see these blokes coming through, and we've still got a couple more too that have been untried. So, yeah, it's exciting stuff for us.
What was the message from the coach, Damien Hardwick, at halftime, three-quarter time, when you were in that, I suppose, situation where you were being challenged and you had to still fight your way through it, considering it was such a young group? Was it different in messaging to what you're normally used to?
Jim is very calm these days. It was just calm messaging and saying that we're doing a lot right. We just couldn't get it on the scoreboard, but things were starting to turn for us. And he just reiterated that we are a good finishing side. And lately we've probably been our worst enemies trying to get the scoreboard back a bit too quick. And he just said that it's going to be a grind and just chip away and the scoreboard will take care of itself. And I thought the maturity of the group just to stick to the process and chip away was really good.
Now, while you've got all these good players out, you understand the situation that you're in, because you lose that game yesterday, you're out of the eight and you're chasing a bit for the rest of the year until you get your other blokes back. So in that context, it was a super important win, and they played well, the Giants.
Yeah, do put a slide up during the week. We've got a knack of being around the 8 to 12 mark this time of year. I don't know why we do it, but, we're sitting around there again. And, we'd like to be a bit higher up on the ladder, but it was such an important win. But we didn't stress how important it was. The boys just stayed calm. And, after the game, we realised how important it was and hopefully it can get us going.
We're speaking to Nathan Broad on Sunday Crunch Time from the Tigers. Nath, the events of the week, how do they affect the playing group when you a couple of players have been called into question and heavily scrutinised as they were, their words are being called into question? Can it be an unsettling week, or can it be a galvanising sort of experience?
I think it can be a galvanising experience. Like, we never want to see players getting into fights and stuff like that out, and we try and handle ourselves as well as we can out of the club. But I think the way the club handles these situations these days, and to Daniel and Shay's credit, the maturity they showed, telling the club everything early, getting on the front foot, I think it shows the culture that the coaches and the club have, that don't be afraid to come forward early and knock it on the head. And it was unfortunate to lose Shay, but it created opportunities for others.
And what about your own role, Nathan? I mean, you seem to be a Mr. Fix-It. You know, when they're all your big tall boys in the background, a back line, I should say, are all available, you'll get a suitable matchup for you. But when one or two of them go down, all of a sudden you're playing on the big buggers.
I don't know how it seems to work out that way, but I just do my role and try and go under the radar, and whoever I've got at the time, just try and do my part for the team. And I've got a good bunch of boys around me. The back six are been a very tight-knit group now for many years, and we've got a lot of faith and trust in each other. And they help me out a lot of the way as well.
I was going to say, you lost one of your back six last night. He's an important part of it too. He had to go into the midfield and do a bit of business. That was a little Baker. He was good.
Yeah, he's been moved around a fair bit lately. He's too good for the back line, I think. We're just starting to see what we've all been able to see in Bakes for the last few years. He's a very talented footy player, and I think he's a little bit, not wasted, but I think he's got a lot more to offer around the midfield and role in that. And, we saw it last night. And with these injuries, like we said before, the opportunity's coming. Bakes is just relishing being up the ground a bit higher.
Speaking of opportunities and different roles that you're playing, is there anything you're looking to gain out of this, I suppose, reshuffle of the 22 that's currently out on the park for the Tigers? Is there something you're looking to gain over the next month that you're working on?
Not really. We've got a pretty settled back six there. We just try and stick to our role and what we can do. But I feel like I feel more comfortable at the level now, and a few more gains under my belt and a bit more maturity. So probably see myself as a bit more of a leader down there now, and can help some of these younger blokes coming through. But, to try and play my role each week.
Nathan, heard Brendan Gale speak about the move to Marvel Stadium for the game, from the MCG to Marvel for the one game of the year. And then Damien Hardwick obviously saying after the game that he hates coming to Marvel Stadium and would much prefer it to be at the MCG. 18,000 here last night. They made a lot of noise, but how do you feel coming to play at Marvel? And were you a bit disappointed that the rest of the Tiger Army decided to stay away in protest of the shift?
Well, we're not going too great at the G at the moment, so I didn't mind the move to Marvel. We've normally been shocking at Marvel in the past, but I don't know what's going on this year. So we're pretty wrapped to be there, but obviously it meant a lot of fans couldn't make it. But the ones that were there, geez, I didn't realise there was that much there, but it felt a lot more than that. It felt like it was a full house. So to credit to the Tiger Army, they always stick fat with us, and they helped get us over the line.
Very nicely answered, wasn't it?
It was.
Beautiful.
It was.
And not just a straight battle. He played out a bit. It was good.
Hey, much better on a night like last night to be playing under a roof.
Yes.
I'll tell you that.
Nate, congratulations. That was an extraordinary win. And with the calibre of players that you had out and the way in which you guys were able to get yourselves back in after being 28 points down. And there's some big weeks to come. You've got a Friday night clash at the Gabba with the Lions, and they're in red hot form. So it doesn't get any easier. Good luck with it.
No, thanks, boys. Thanks for having me on.
Nathan Broad played a really important part in the game last night, 83% disposal efficiency, had just under 20.